Cartoon Valley Adventures, the Great Color Mix-Up. Once upon a giggle in the land of Cartoon Valley, everything was bursting with color, laughter, and a little bit of chaos. The sun wore sunglasses. The clouds had faces. And even the trees could tell jokes. Every cartoon character in Cartoon Valley was unique. There was Binky Bounce, a cheerful bunny who wore roller skates instead of shoes and bounced everywhere instead of walking. Doodle, the talking crayon, who could draw anything just by saying it loud. Giggle Snot, a dragon who sneezed confetti whenever he laughed too hard. Mimi Muffin, a cupcake who wanted to be a serious scientist, and Zuzu Zoom, a tiny little robot who dreamt of becoming the fastest cartoon racer in the world. Together, they made up the Cartoon Crew, the unofficial heroes of the Cartoon Village. One morning, Binky Bounce woke up to a shocking sight. Everything had turned gray. The once bright skies were dull as ashes. The rainbow-colored houses looked like old black-and-white films. And even Binky's orange roller skates were now just gray. "Oh no, not my sparkles," cried Binky, spinning in panic. Doodle, the crayon, zipped by, leaving no color trail behind. "Something's terribly wrong. My drawings aren't working, look." He scribbled a bright red heart in the air, but it appeared gray too. Mimi Muffin adjusted her frosting goggles. "This is scientifically impossible unless someone has stolen our colors." Giggle Snot gasped so hard that a little puff of gray smoke came out of his nostrils. But who could do that? Who could even store so much color? He asked. Everyone looked at one another, puzzled. Then, from the distance, a deep chuckle rolled across Cartoon Valley. From the hills of Monotone Mountain, a tall figure emerged, dressed in smoky shades of black and silver. He had a long, swirly moustache that curled like question mark. His name was the Great Duke. "Greetings, colorful nuisances," he said dramatically. "I've grown tired of your loud, bright world, so I've taken all your colors and locked them in my monochrome mirror. Now, Everything will be peacefully gray, calm, serious, and boring once again. Boring? Shouted. Giggle snort. Accidentally. Sneezing. Another puff of gray smoke. Cartoon Ville runs on fun, he said. The great Duke smirked. Well, not anymore. Let's see you laugh in grayscale. He twirled his moustache and vanished into a swirl of smoky mist. The cartoon crew gathered in Toodle's art studio, which looked specially sad without its rainbow splashes. Mimi Muffin laid out her invention blueprints according to my calculations. If we can reflect enough happiness and laughter into the monochrome mirror, it might break the spell. Zoo Zoo Zoom buzzed with excitement. So, we just have to make everyone happy again? Well, that sounds easy peasy, said Zoo Zoo Zoom. Toodle frowned, but without color, everything feels so gloomy. No one's even smiling. Binky tapped his roller skates thoughtfully. Then we'll just have to bring the smiles back. One giggle at a time, he said. The cartoon crew rolled, zoomed, and bounced all around Cartoon Ville. They tried everything. Giggle Snort performed his confetti sneezing routine, which accidentally scared the town cats. Binky taught roller skating lessons, though he skated into few walls too. Doodle, on the other hand, drew funny faces on balloons. Craze one, but still funny. While Mimi Muffin invented a laugh-o-meter that measured happiness by how much frosting wobbled on her head. And Zoo Zoo Zoom raced around shouting, "Smile, petrol, on duty." Slowly, Cartoon Ville began to sparkle again, not in color yet, but in laughter. And with every giggle, something strange happened. Tiny flecks of color began returning. The sky got a paint blush of blue. The grass, a hint of green. "It's working," Mimi cried. "Laughter is bringing the colors back." Just as the last bits of pink began to fill the sunset, the great Duke reappeared. He looked furious. "Enough! I will not have your noisy colors ruining my peace once again." He raised his staff and the world began to fade again. The colors started slipping away like spilled paint. "Not so fast," shouted Binky, skating forward. Toodle grabbed his crayon and began to draw, not in color, but in bold, swirling joy. His gray lines danced in the air, forming pictures of Cartoon Ville's happiest memories. The first roller race, the cupcake festival, giggles, snorts, confetti sneezes, Mimi's laugh-o-meter exploded with sparkles. Everyone, remember what makes you happy. The town folk shouted their favorite memories. The time we danced in the chocolate rain. The day Zuzu broke the sound barrier. The rainbow kite festival. The laughter grew louder. Zuzu Zoom circled around the Grey Duke, creating a whirlwind of giggles, while Giggle Snot let out a giant confetti sneeze that painted the sky in 1,000 hues. The Grey Duke staggered back. No! Too much joy, too much color. I just can't take it anymore. But the monochrome mirror in his hand began to crack suddenly. A blinding light burst out. Red, blue, yellow, green, purple, and then boom! The color explosion happened. When the smoke cleared, Cartoon Ville was brighter than ever before. Every color looked extra vibrant. The trees glowed emerald. The streets shimmered gold. And the sky blazed in shades no one had ever seen before. Even the clouds looked as if someone had painted them with a candy. The Grey Duke, sad, sat on the ground, all dazed out. But instead of anger, his eyes softened. Binky offered him a pow. Maybe you just needed some color in your life too. The Duke blinked. I had forgotten how beautiful it could be. While the Toodle smiled. Color isn't just what you see, it's what you actually feel. The Grey Duke sighed. Perhaps I could learn to appreciate it once again. And Giggle Snot chuckled. First lesson, laugh more and frown less. And then, for the first time, the Grey Duke laughed, really laughed, and a splash of soft lavender appeared on his grey cloak. That night, the entire Cartoon Village was celebrating. They threw its biggest party ever, the Festival of Colors and Chuckles. There were fireworks that burst into smiley faces, dancing cupcakes, roller skating dragons, and even clouds that sung lullabies. Toodles painted a huge mural across the town, showing the cartoon crew defeating the Grey Duke. Though in his vision, everyone was smiling together at the end. Mimi Muffin's laugh-o-meter spun wildly. We are officially 300% happier than ever before, she announced with all excitement. Zuzu Zoom zipped across the sky, leaving a rainbow trail that said, "Mission accomplished." Pinkie Bounce smiled. Cartoon Willie's back, brighter, funnier, and happier than ever. Months later, in the heart of Cartoon Willie, a new statue was built, not of a hero, but of a crayon and a big smile. The plague read, "Colors are not just seen, they are felt. When joy fades, laughter brings them back." And so, every time someone in Cartoon Willie felt a little gray, they remembered that happiness, friendship, and a good laugh could bring back the brightest of the colors. And from that day on, the world of Cartoon Willie stayed forever colorful, because joy once shared never truly fades.